Frisco World. All right. Eva. Perek Beis. Halacha Aleph. Hagone v'sa'akom o'shigonav nichsei hegdesh eino mishalim ela hakeren bilvad. Shenemar yishalim shnayim l'reyehu. L'reyehu v'lo l'hegdesh. L'reyehu v'lo l'akom. So if you steal from a guy, or you steal nichsei hegdesh, you only pay keren, you don't pay kefel at all. V'chein ha-gonev kutshim beis ba'alehen. If you steal kutshim from the house of their owners, bein kutshe kutshim, bein kutshe kalim, bein kutshim she'ein ha-balim, chayovim ba'chriyusan, bein kutshim she'ba'jabalim, chayovim ba'chriyusan, meaning either a, whether even if it's a neder, a nedava, okay? A reza potter min ha-kefel, umi tashlume arbo v'chamisha. So the ganef who steals kutshim from the house of their owners, ya potter from kefel and dalet v'hei. Shenemar v'gunav mi beis ha-ish, v'lo mi beis ha-gdash. That which is stolen be beis ha-ish, not from beis hegdish. Okay? That is the Rambam. So, the Lecha Mishnah raised the question, which is a very simple question, which is, that the Rambam Paskins, the Kutshi Kalim, is considered Mamon Bailim. It's considered Mamon Bailim. And since Kutshi Kalim is considered Mamon Bailim, so therefore, you should be Chayev Kefil and Dalet V'hei if you steal Kutshi Kalim. No, it should make a difference. If you stole, Ola, you'd be right. But if you stole a carbon Pesach or a carbon Maaser, there you should be Chayev Kefel. And if you sold it or you Tovach, you should be Chayev Dalet V'hei. Right? That's the Kasha of the Lecha Mishnah. All right?
Where's that Kasha? Which one is that?
Lecha Mishnah is quoting is in Hilchos Nizke Mamon Perek Ches Halacha Aleph at the end of the piece, because the Rambam appears in Halacha Aleph there to be Paski like Rabbi Yossi Aglili that Kutshim Kalim is Mamon Nebailam. Okay. So he says, Ach Kashal Rabbeinu came into Islake Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Kashim Kalam Havuk Mamon Hedjit, the Ikri Reyehu, him came to Hilchus Geneva, Perik Beis, Lama Kasav, the Gonev Kashim, in Beis Balayan, Bain Kashim, Bain Kashim Kalam, Arez Apatam in Akefal, Ha Kashim Kalam, Ikri Reyehu, the Havi Mamon Hedjit, came into Hupasak Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Rabbi Chaim started off by mentioning a Tosus on Daf Samach Gimel, right, the Riyamaskul Reyeo, that the Kasha is the Lamali Tre Miuti, Miat the Reyeo Velo Lehegdish, Va Miat the Vaguna Vibesa Ish Velo Mibes Hegdish. Why do you need two different Miutim? Okay? Because Re'eo v'lola hegdish should take care of both of them. Alright? That's the kasha. So, Reb Chaim answered, but first he gave a basic explanation on the Rambam. This Rambam that we just read. So why do you need the Kashuv Tosa on Samach Gimel? Why do you need the two Miyutim? Right? Why do you need two times the Torah to really basically express the same idea? Re'eo v'lo Hegdish, and Gunav Mibesa Ish v'lo Mibesa Hegdish. See, it sounds like an identical idea. Okay, the Yoli Chayev and Kefel, Dal V'hei, when you steal from Re'eo, not from Hegdish. So, Reb Chaim answered, but first he gave, he just gave a plain shot on the Rambam, just to straighten out what the Rambam means before he gets into the idea. And he said that when the Rambam says, the second case, that you gonev kudshim at base balehen, that you putter from kefel, he's not coming to teach you that you're not paying kefel to Hegdish. But rather what he's coming to tell you is that if you steal kudshim from base balehen, then you're not chayev kefel to the bailam. That he's stealing kudshim mi base balehen. There's on the Baal HaKarbonola. So now you come to my house and you steal my Karbonola. The second pasuk there, the second case, what the Rambam is being Mechadesh, is not the same duplicate idea that you don't pay kefil to Hegdish. That you already know from Re'ehu, v'lo Hegdish. But over here it's telling you that even if you steal the carbon from Beis Balehen, you don't pay kefil to the Bailam. You might have thought you pay kefil to the Bailam, but the answer is you don't. Okay? Okay. All right, so now the question is, now how does this all work? And there's, why would you think that? Why would you not think that? Okay? All right. Okay, should I read through the Berbik HaShemol itself?
Sure.
Yes. V'naktim yesod echad da'amar mori rebi. Dekodshe mizbeach einon kinuyin bekinyonam legavoa. Yeah, by the way, there's a funny story, by the way, that when Rav Chachot. The Amar Mori Rebbe. Dekodshe mizbeach einon kinuyin bekinyonam legavoa kimo kodshe bedekabayas. Rav Chaim said, lay down a basic principle, that kodshei mizbeach, something that's going to be a carbon, are not nikna to Hegdish as if you amadish something to Bedek Habayis, not to mizbeach, just to the general Migdash itself. Why? The kodshei Bedek Habayis knuyim b'kinyanam legavoa al yedei dami rasa legavoa kimisi rasa lehedjit dami. Kodshei Bedek Habayis, their kinyan, it comes really under the framework, just essentially like a kinyan to non-Hegdish. Except there's one difference, that the rule is that whereby regular, by a Hedjit, you need a Maisa kinyan. Over here, it's the Neder itself, it's the Amira Legavoa, is tantamount to the Maisa kinyan by a hedget. Okay? That's the only difference. The mechanism is different. But the effects, the results, are exactly the same. Okay? Different mechanism, but the end results are the same. It produces the same kinyan, the same effects of kinyan as a kinyan by a hedget. Alright? Aval kashim is bayach einan knuyin. Al yidei ahegdish legavoa, but kachim is beach and not kinuyin via the hegdish legavoa. The gabe kachim is beach lo amrin and klal hachdina dami rasul legavoa kibisir rasul ahegdish dami. We don't apply that principle. The Gemara never uses, the Shas never uses that principle by kinyane mizbeach. Okay, by hegdish lemizbeach, I should say. Okay, by hegdish lemizbeach. Ella dal yidei hakidusha. But rather, it's via the Kedusha that devolves upon them. That's how they become the property and the mamon of Migdash, of Hegdash. And this is exactly the explanation of the Gemara on Daf Ayin Vav. Gana v'higdash rachach tavach amachar. Okay. Amrinam bishlam atzvich alam achayev d'chi katavach d'higdash katavach. V'lav d'mara katavach. I understand it makes sense that when you do the shechita, so you're not chayev in the dalet v'hei. Why? Because you're doing tficha on the hegdish. And we already know it's re'eyu v'lo hegdish. Right? Ela a hegdish l'chayev. But the question is, why aren't you chayev dalet v'hei when you magdish the behema itself? Mali machr l'hegit, mali machr l'shamayim. It doesn't say there's any difference in the Torah who you sell it to. So at the moment I'm selling it, I'm selling something that belongs. I mean, I'm not going to get into Rashi or not. I mean, Rashi learns it means it belongs to the Ganav. You caught that in Rashi, by the way?
Yeah,
okay. All right. Right, because the Kinyonic Zela make it the Ganav. In other words, when it says Re'eyu, I mean, it's interesting because it doesn't fit into the Pasuk, really. Because Re'eyu, you'd think it means the Marakama. Not the Ganef. Okay, that's a separate problem. The point is, it belongs to non-Hegdish. It belongs to a Gavra. It belongs to a particular individual. Okay? So over there, at the moment of the Hegdish, when you Magdish it, so you're violating, you're involved in the bilus of an individual, not the bilus of Hegdish. So why you Chayiv Dal V'Hei for the Hegdish itself? Okay? So the Umishari B'Gamara... Machr lehejit mikara tura d'ruvain v'hashta tura d'shima. When you sell it to a regular guy, right now it's the shore of Reuven, and then it becomes the shore of Shimon. Machr leshamayim mikara tura d'ruvain v'hashta tura d'ruvain. But when you sell it leshamayim, it still remains the shore of Reuven. Pirish. So now, what does that mean? The kachim is beach lo havi mechira legavoa leinyan lechayev dal zehei ala hegdish. The mikara turid ruvein vahashta turid ruvein. Meaning kachim is beach doesn't in its mechira to gavoa doesn't engender a dal zehei. Why? Because it was the Torah of ruvein. It still is turid ruvein. Pirish the leka hakno legabei velo nasu bekinyonam shel gavoa. Eladal Yedeya Hegdish, Hakedusha, the Chalalehem, Nasu Mammon Gavoa. The Hakedusha Osa Lov Dine Mammon Gavoa. Avala Korban Shalohu, Lechaper Alav. That what? There's no real Kenyan, and it doesn't really become, it's not a Mysa Kenyan that's producing a Kenyan Gavoa. But it's via the Kedusha that devolved upon them, it becomes Mammon Gavoa. That the Kedusha itself, gives it the din of Mammon Gavoa. But the carbon itself is still yours to atone with, to be mechaper. And therefore it's not considered a mechira. It doesn't engender dalet v'hei. It's still somehow yours. Aval b'kadshe b'erek habayis shaper the pasuk haramam gavei gana v'higdish l'berek habayis l'chayiv dalet v'hei. Al yidei d'hegdish havi mechira. The bezed, the knuyin legavoa, the kinyan shaper havi mechira, the kinyan legavoa, or mali machal hedge, mali machal legavoa. But of course, you wouldn't say mali machal hedge, mali machal legavoa by Berek Abayev. Why? Because there, when you magdish it, when you misnadev, when you magdish, you make the neder, there, we say, amiras legavoa, kimisiraso lehedget. So therefore, it has a din of a mechira. Of a legitimate, complete mechira, and therefore it will engender chiyuve kefil and dal zehei. Okay, actually over here it's tavach hamachar dal zehei. Okay, so the question is, what exactly is the distinction? Or let me put it this way: what exactly is happening when you magdish to mizbeach? Well, what's happening here, Mamarashach? Whose does this thing belong to? What's the story here? If you're telling me it's yours, so then why is it if you steal from Hegdish, you're putter from Kefil? And if it's not yours, so then why are you chayav dal vehei? If you steal something and then you magdish it. What is really Reb Chaim's answer? Okay?
I'm just a little confused about in the Gemara when it says Dmei Kara Torah Deruvein Vahashta Torah Deruvein.
Yeah.
It sounds like it belongs to the Ganav even before he used Makdash it.
That's correct.
All he did was steal it, though. I mean, there's no...
According to Rashi, it means the Kinyone Geneva. It becomes yours. It's the Ganav.
Isn't the whole point, though, that you're chayav for Dawud Behei when because you're shefting someone else's thing?
Because there was no
shinui
l'shus
yet.
In some sense.
That was mine.
An animal. But here it says, Mei kara Torah Deruvin, v'hasha Torah Deruvin, implying that even before he was makishit, it's called Torah Deruvin. It's the shore of the Ganav. I mean, what sense is it the Baals, and in what sense is it the Ganavs?
Yes.
There's no Shinu Rishus yet, though.
Yeah, because he can't be Makadosh if it's before Yesh, right?
Right.
When you Magdish it to Mizbeach, so you have Yeyush, and then you have Shinui Rishus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So good. So what's the problem now?
Because even before you were Makdish it, it still calls the Torah Deruvin. It still calls it the shore of the Ganav.
Oh, yeah. Because the answer is, you're right. The object is going to exist under two frameworks. Because on one hand is Kinyani Gzela, right? On the other hand, the you have a chiyuv to return the object to the Bailam. So they both have a certain bailus in the object. So when you sell it, you are in other words, there's two points here. You're doing something to somebody else, to a shore that belongs to somebody else, namely the Marakama. But now the question is your Mechira that you're doing a real Mechira? And the answer is, the Gemara is saying, no, it's Tura Deruvein, it still remains Tura Deruvein. So it's two different frameworks. Ganav has a piece of it. It's Kinyana Geneva.
I thought you don't have a kinyan of Gneva until after Yesh and Shinu Rishus.
Don't you say that, you steal someone's sheep, right? And the sheep
That's not true. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You're talking about two different things. No. You're talking about whether or not you have to return that particular object or not. The minute you steal something, there's kinyan of Gneva. You have control over the object. Chaim's idea really will help you understand, to some extent, the Kinyanic Zela also. All right? So let me explain the Reb Chaim here, unless somebody else wants to offer a possibility. The idea is like this. You see, the basic idea, the yesod of the idea of Bailus, is really when you have Rishus and control over an object. It's the mastery over an object that really is bailus. That's really the idea of bailus. And that's exactly the reason why we say the Torah has an idea of a kinyan gzela, kinyan geneva. Because the minute you remove the object from the rishus of the bailim, now the ganef is the one who has control and mastery over the chayfetz. You see? So that gives him a bailus in the object. That's what bailus is. Bailus is, what is bailus? Bailus is a conglomerate of zechusim. And ultimately, all those zechusim add up to one thing. I have control and mastery over the object. It's under my domain and under my control. That's the basic idea of ownership. Okay? Now, the story is like this, that really when you magdish to Mizbeach, it's not considered a Maisa Kenyan. Okay? It's not considered a Kenyan and a Hakna Lehegdish. It's not the idea. But rather, it's essentially Hegdish Lemizbeach is essentially an idea of Neder. And that means that, oh, and let me put it this way. Insofar as it's a concept of neder and not a concept of kinyan, so therefore, in the framework of Dine Mamonis, the object remains as Mamon Bailam in that aspect. In other words, insofar as the chefetz as an object of Mamon, okay, it's still under the domain of the Magdish. And that's why it's considered his carbon. It's carbon shalom. Because in that framework, it hasn't been removed yet in any way. And it's his carbon, and when it's Nikrav, the kapara relates to him. But since insofar as you're being making a neder, and you magdish the object, and via the hegdish, it comes out that this object now is in the domain of hegdish. So now they too, and of course even more than that, the fact that you magdish it and you give the object kedusha, there's a whole world of dine hegdish that give the hegdish control of the object. Now, that's a result of the Chaloshem Hegdish in the Chayfetz. So now they have a different aspect of Bailus in the Chayfetz. You see? And that's why. So, see, it's like it's a shared Bailus here. In one framework, the Bailus of the carbon is totally in the world of the original owner, the Marakama. It's his carbon. It's carbon shalom. And then when it's Nikrav, he gets kapara. But insofar as there's a chaloshem, hegdish, and kedusha on the chayfetz, it is also under the control and mastery, under the reshus of hegdish. So it has it's a shared bailus. It has two different frameworks of bailus relating to this object. Okay? And according to Reb Chaim, it comes out, since it has the framework of Hegdish on it, there's no chiyuv of kefal or dal zahay. Okay? That's point one. And furthermore, yeah, and furthermore, one second, what was the other point? One second. So therefore, insofar as the shame hegdish, it's not chayiv and dal zahay. But nor can you say that when you're tavach, the carbon, you're not going to say it's v'guna v'beis ha'ish either. Right? Right, that's what it's going to be. Right. In other words, each side is incomplete. It's incomplete insofar you're not going to say it's re'ehu. Okay? It's not re'ehu. On the other hand, insofar as when you magdish it, it's not going to engender dalet v'hei there. Why? Because insofar as the framework of bailus is concerned, that's still retained. So therefore, since it's a shared thing, it's incomplete in both frameworks. The bailus remains incomplete in both frameworks, and therefore will not trigger the normal halachas of re'ehu, but nor will it trigger things that insofar as hegdish either. That's what we're saying. That's what Reb Chaim is saying.
So for kefil, even though you're stealing it from the person, it has to be exclusively from the person.
That's right.
Okay.
The guna, right, I'm sorry. That's what he called. That's the lach of re'eyo, the lo hagdish. You see, but it's also, but that's really the next paragraph where he explains it. That's the next thing. The next paragraph. But it's also going to be a problem insofar as v'guna v'beisa ish. You see, that's what the Rambam was saying. That if the kudshim are where, in the house, I mean, I'm not reading the paragraph yet, but let's just work it out logically. That if the kudshim are where in the base bailim, in base balehen, so you might have thought that what? Insofar as the gavra has, he still has kinyonim, kinyone mammon in the object. And the object is in fact even in his house. You might think that that's enough to be mechayev, kefil and dalad v'hei. You see? So Gemara Torah says, no. The gunav mi beis ha'ish, velo mi beis hegdesh. Meaning, once there's a kedusha, there's a chaloshem hegdish that devolves on the chayfetz, that already lacks in beis ha'ish. In other words, even though he has some control, it's still in his house, he can decide when to take it up to Migdash, for instance, but nevertheless, he doesn't have complete rights anymore, because dinei hegdish limit him. So therefore, it's not guna for beis ha'ish. You see?
Which case is that?
The
second case in the Rambam.
Can you spell it out? Which case is it?
Well, kudshim in beis balei. You putter from kefil. So what was the, I'm not even reading the second paragraph yet. I'm just talking logically. It would seem to me that the havamina would have been that insofar as you have kinyane mamon and the object is in your house, so that gives you certain rights. Right? You could decide when to take it to the, you know, to the mizbeach, etc. Right, you still have certain control over it. It's in your home. No, it's still not enough. Why? That's the special pasuk. V'gunav mebeis ish, v'lo mebeis hegdish. That the minute the chaloshem hegdish devolves upon the object, that already limits the object insofar as the gavra of the moment is concerned, and therefore it will not engender ever kefil to the bailam. Like Reb Chaim said, that's the pshat in the Rambam. That's teaching that chayev kefil to the bailam. Not the Hegdish. That's the first part is Hegdish. The second case teaching Achayev Kefil to the Bailam. Am I clear?
Yeah, Rashi, I think, says that outright on Ayin Vav. Pretty clear.
Okay, I believe it.
Yeah, Amilsach Risi Kai. He says, the Hechad Aptish.
Where is it?
On Ayin Vav, the Gira Maska's Amilsach Risi Kai. Just below the where the Gemara ends. There are three lines. Three lines above the wide lines in Rashi.
Uh-huh. Hold davar garim l'mamon k'mamon dami, then kachim that have a chrayas is considered a gunav v'beis ish.
Right. But that's the last point. The first line before
you... Yeah, because that's the machlokas. See, that's the machlokas. How much... What is the reshush... And the tashmish hachefetz that's necessary to be considered v'gunav mibeis ha'ish. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what they're exploring.
Right. The second half is specifically about the case, but the first half of Rashi before it gets to the Ella is just like you described.
Right.
Lav ashay said the hektias mish. So you can't be chayv just because you're makdish because adayin shmo alav, but you can't say that when it's tavach it's. It's already out of his reshus.
Right.
So he's basically a case that's in the middle. You can't be chayav dal v'hei. Or kefil.
Yeah. Yeah, we should really read through the second paragraph now, no?
Sorry, can you just explain what the two psukim teach again?
According to what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, my understanding of Chaim?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's two different scenarios. I mean, that's what he explains in the second paragraph, I think. In other words, he's saying you have... One idea is that if you gonev from Hegdish, you gonev from Hegdish proper. Okay?
Beda kabayas?
What do you mean beda kabayas? No.
Non-beda kabayas, okay.
Nichsei Hegdish, what's the difference?
Okay.
Why, Yaakov, why you say anything, no?
Difference.
You're getting, one second. That's a question. Why are you not chayiv if you are magdish something that you stole? If you magdish something that you stole, the kodshe mizbeach, you're not chayiv in kefil and dal vehei. But if you magdish something that you stole to bedek abayis, it is.
Okay.
That's not what he's asking about now. He's asking about the basic case itself.
Like the case,
are you going to be chayiv dal vehei to hekdish? This is, no. What if you steal from hekdish?
Right. Will you be chayiv kefil to hekdish?
That has nothing to do with kachim kalim. They're all potter.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said the reason you're going to be potter is because it's an incomplete bialot.
It's Ray, because the Torah says Ray Eyo, below Hegdish.
So it's not because it's incomplete bialot.
No. Because the Torah says Ray Eyo, below Hegdish.
Okay.
What? Okay? What does that mean is the question. David, are you with me? From Hegdish. Nichsei Hegdish. You never chayiv in Kefil Adal Vehei. Because it says Reyeo. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, then you have another case. You have a case where you steal Hegdish mi Beis Baleihen. All right? That's the second case. All right? I don't care what kind of Hegdish it is. You steal him in baseball laying. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now you have two different psukim telling you, you have different psukim for each halacha. The first halacha is re'eyo and not hegdish. Right? And the second one is v'gunav in base ha'ish v'lo mi base hegdish. Okay? So all I was saying was, based on the Reb Chaim, is, I mean, at this point, I mean, Reb Chaim at this point didn't work through that question. All Reb Chaim has said until now is one thing. I mean, let's get this clear so we don't get confused. All Reb Chaim has said so far that Baruch Ber quoted is one point. Namely, there's a essential difference between being magdish lemizbeach and magdish lebedek abayis. That in being magdish lemizbeach, you're dealing with two worlds. You're dealing with mamon bailim, because really, when you're magdish, it's not kinyane mamon in their essence. All you're simply doing is creating a chal shem hegdish on the object. But creating a chal shem mamon on the object is inherently relinquishing mastery and reshus on the object and handing it over ipso facto to Migdash. So therefore the object exists in two frameworks. That's Reb Chaim's idea. That it's one hand, it's as far as mamonis, it's mamon shall, it's the mamon of the marakama, and therefore that's why it's his carbon. It's exactly why it's his carbon. Otherwise, how is it his carbon? It's his carbon because he has kinyane mamon in the chayfetz. But it also is under the control of Hegdish by virtue of the chaloshem Hegdish on the object. So there's Rishus Hegdish on it. So they have an aspect of Bailus vis-a-vis the Chayfetz. So therefore, it's a shared world. Okay?
How does it work technically that the Baal is retaining ownership?
Oh, because he wasn't makted in the world of Kinyani Mamot.
He wasn't what?
He wasn't makted in the world of Kinyani Mamot. All he said was, this object should be a Korban Olah. He didn't relinquish Bailus. We don't say, Ami Russell Gavoa Kimir Sasso Lehejit by Kachem is Bayach. All he said is, this should have a Chal Hashem, Korban Olah. So now it's Hegdish, and by virtue of Hegdish, he's ipso facto relinquishing Bailus in one framework.
And by Bedek Habayis, what are you doing? You're actually handing it over?
In Bedek Habayis, it sounds like, at least the way I understand Reb Chaim, is Bedek Habayis, there, the Torah is saying that there's a new method of Kinyan vis-a-vis Hegdish. In other words, normally in the world of this and Hedget, in the world of the Hedget, Isa Kinyanim, here you could do a Maisa Kinyan via Nadava.
Factually, what's the difference with Bedek Habayis? Is it, what's the difference factually between Bedek Habayis and Mizbeach? What are you doing? What are you doing differently?
You're just saying, this object should go to the Beis HaMikdash. You're not designating Korban. He goes further now. You want to take a look at the second paragraph?
Okay.
I mean, we have no time. Okay, let's do it. He says, "V'zeh nicha divrei Rambam." Dila inyan din gineva bekotche mizbeach below hamiyat hayam achuyav kefal abaylam the hagan of carbon abaylam came in the kotche mizbeach inam knuyim bekinyanim legavoa v'rak da kedusha osa dine mamen gavoa aval hakarbon adayin shalohu uvir shusa lechaper olav val kain Hagun of carbon, Valkorcha gun of carbon, Mabilam. Velo Shayach Lamayat Mikafo Mikra, Dire Ehu, Velo Lahegdish. The Mikavan Dachi of Hula Bailam, Shaper Havizere Ehu, Vafta Chafetz who Hegdish. Mikal Makama Yidei Dachi of Geneva Havi the Bailam, Havizer Shaper Ehu, Umachui of Kafo. The Dafka Begunav. The Gonev Kutche Bedek Habayis Nismatu Mareyeyo. Came in the Machal Gavoa V'yotzim Rishuso Al Yidei HaKinyonim Shuv Lo Shayach L'chayev Kefal Abaylam. Dok for Yotzim Rishuso Ula Hegdish Kam Kein Pater Mikefal Nismatu Mikrod Reyeyo. So he's saying if you went ahead and stole from the Hegdish Bedek Habayis, so of course you wouldn't be Mechuyev Kefal to the original Bailam, because you did a real Kinyan with Kashay Bedek Habayis. And you wouldn't be Chayev Kefal to Hegdish, because that's the Pasuk of Reyeyo, Velo Hegdish. Okay, that's simple. Aval B'Kashay Mizbeach, Kevin the Lomacha L'Gavoa V'Adayin HaKorban Shalom V'Shusahu L'Chaper Lov Shaper Ave Gineva Me'a Bailam The Gun of Korban Shal Bailam V'Alkachach Lo Shayach L'Mayim Reyeyo Daidei da'chi of Geneva havi la'bayalam havi zeshaper reyo. The din reyo toli b'din tfias ha'Geneva. V'keim in the tfias ha'Geneva hu da'hejit havi zeshaper reyo. So he's saying, what? That if you steal kotshe mizbeach, you should really argue that Re'eyu is still extant. Because insofar as Kinyanei Mammon are concerned, right? Insofar as Kinyanei Mammon are concerned, it is his. And he has a right to be Toveya about it. Because you stole his carbon. You stole his object. Okay? Okay, one second. Let's read the next paragraph. Ubir damiyat zehu zehu. The Torah miyata beis hegdesh midin geneva. Umishum achipata gam bekachim isbeach v'af the shaper havizeh b'chol reyeho. Rechayev kefal al nichzei reyeho. Vulam ishum hachi nismatu. The ainze geneva kishagunav mi beis hegdesh. Kevin da chefes who shall hegdish. Da yidea kedusha nasa mamon gavoa. Vinei that sees a geneva who da hegit, vavi shapi reyehu, mikol makam ha geneva who mi base hegdish. Vized nismayet midin geneva. Al yidea da geneva who mishus hegdish. Val kain gam kachim kalim nismatu. Nei delinia tvia who shapi nichse hegit. Mikol makam ha yidea da geneva who mi base hegdish. Nismatu midin maisa geneva. Is he switching over to the other pasuk here? I mean, better gabayas.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how he's learning.
Well, would it be enough to just say vigunav though?
I mean, if you just say vigunav base slowly. Only about better gabayas? Which is alecha mishnah daftika to catch him kalam mum and bailam ho. Mikol makam pata mikefel la baila mishem davi zegineva mi beis ha-hegdish. He says, even though what kachim kalim is mamon bailim. Yeah, what does that mean, it's mamon bailim?
You mean the kaddish woman with it?
Yeah, because it means at the end of the road, you're going to be zoche into the back to the chayfetz. Right? That's what it means, no?
And you have to yamakrav it?
Yeah, what does it mean, mamon bailim? We're saying, because we're saying now, kachim is, all kachim is bayach. You have a kinyan moment in the object. That it's shalom. But here it means more than that.
Well,
it means because over there, the kinyane mamon, by kachim is beach, normally, let's say kachim, it's only going to express itself in that your kinyan mamon will express itself is that you can get kapara via the object.
Right.
But mamon baila means that you're actually going to have a zechus in the very hefts of the carbon. Right? Is that what it means?
Right. Well, yeah, it means that. And also in Bava Kama, the one off community mentioned that he could be a Mekadosh a woman with Kachim Kalim.
Yeah, because I understand why.
Right.
Because he owns the chelik of the carbon.
Right.
He has a zechus, he owns it. He always owns it. He has a chelik and he has a zechus in it.
Mm-hmm.
It won't dissipate. Because of the other rishus, that's what it means. Whereas in kachim, his bailus, his kinyane mamon only express themselves in one regard, kapara. It's carbon shalal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But here it's you actually have zuchusim in the actual chayfetz that you'll be able to eat it, be mishtabish with it. So that's why you can be mekadosh with it. Right. Mikol makom pata mikefel abaylem. Why? One second. After kachikalim. Right. It means I steal. You steal kachikalim. Right. Okay. From baseball land. So why you pata from? Mishum dehavi zeh geneva mebeis hahegdash. V'nismaya mikra de elo din geneva. V'afta yidei hahegdash nasa shuv mamon baylem. Mikol makom adayin havi gunav beis hegdish. Yeah, that's true. It means, because even though kachi kalim is true, it's mum and bailim, but what do I care? The point is, the hegdish still has a bailus in the object. And therefore, it reduces the beis ha'ish. That's very good. That's the answer. Very good. Right. What do I care if kachi kalim is mum and bailim? But the point is, it's still a compromised Besa Ish. Once it becomes a compromised Besa Ish, you're going to be Pata from Kefal. That is the Lecha Mishnah's Kasha. That's correct. Right? You guys got that?
Yeah.
Everyone?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Uvazen nicha gam kushiyas atosus dereo asi lemuti kachi bedek abayas deina mishalem kefel lehegdish. It also makes sense now that Tosus Kashi is that Rei Ehu should have taken care of everything. Okay? Aval Kashi Mizbeach Mikrei Rei Ehu Mishim the Din Rei Ehu Toli B'din Tzvia Sagineva V'keima the Tzvia Sagineva Hu the Hejit Hu the Hagun of Carbon Shalbailim Valkein Havi Shapi Rei Ehu Uchach Tzorach Lealakra Divaguna V'veis Ish Shalom Beis Hegdish. The Geneva base Hegdish the Smayat Midin Geneva. The Kodshay Betekabayas lo the Smayat Mikra the Vigunav base Ish. The Hamiyat lo Asi Lamayat rak to lo Havi Geneva base Bailam. Aval Mikom Makom ha Havi Geneva Machuyav Kefal me base Hegdish. Bishalom Kefal Hegdish. Val Zem Miate Reo the Potar Afla Hegdish. Oh, one second. How's that go? Yeah, you're right. That's to explain. So how does it go? If you stall, let's assume you stall Kodshei Mizbeach. So the argument should be that you should still be chayef to pay the original Bailam Kefal. Why? Because it's he has a Kinyan Mamon, and he's still the Toveya. He's still the Baal that's going to be Toveya about the Geneva. Right? So you're a gun of a carbon of the Bailam, of the original Bailam. So why is that Reyehu? Okay? So you should be Chayef. So the answer is that's Vaguna Vibesa Ish, Vaguna Vibesa Hegdish. That the minute you have Hegdish involved, that compromises the status. Okay? But there's one problem. What about Kodshei Bedek Abayas? They're not going to be eliminated from the Pasuk of Vaguna Vibesa Ish. Why? Because that's only going to be a miyat from base Bailam. But why are you chayef kefal to Hegdish? In other words, Bedek Abayas has nothing to do with Rei Ehu. Bedek Abayas is mamish Hegdishes. So let's assume you steal Hegdish. Okay? So he's saying if you steal from Hegdish, how do you know you put there even to the Gavra of Hegdish?
Is it Gavra of Hegdish?
Right.
Who? The Gizbar?
No, it means Hegdish as a Bailam. Even you put, that's Re'eo Velola Hegdish. It's complicated.
I'm just not sure. Who's the Gavra?
I'm trying to figure that out. Okay, if it's Viguna Vibesa Ish, if you just had that pasuk, what would you say? Then you would say, if you stole Kodshei Mizbeach, you would never be chayev in Kefel. Why? Because it's be gun of the Besa Ish, and not a compromised Besa Ish. So that's what that would be for. But what happens if you stole Kodshei Bedek Abayas itself? Nichsei Hegdish. What if you stole Nichsei Hegdish? Kodshei Bedek Abayas itself. Why is Chayef Kefal to Hegdish? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's Reyeo. Reyeo Velola Hegdish. In other words, it's only a regular person are you Chayef Kefal to. But if you steal from Hegdish, that you never Chayef Kefal for. But that's one case. Fine. But now, what happens if you steal Kodshei Mizbeach? What if you steal Kodshei Mizbeach? Why don't you say there, you're Chayev insofar as you're stealing the Mamon of a Gavra? Because he has Kinyane Mamon, as we said before, that when you Magdish a Behema to Kodshei to Mizbeach, he still has Kinyane Mamon in the Chayfetz. So you're stealing from him, and he has tfiyah on it. He's a nignav. So the answer is the gunav v'beis ha'ish v'lo mi beis hegdish. It's only where it's an uncompromised Beis HaEsh. But if it's compromised, then you're potter. That's what he's saying. Shmuel, now when the Rambam said, V'chein ha-gonev kutshim et Beis Baalehen, I mean, that doesn't mean literally. You know what I mean? It doesn't, according to him, it doesn't make a difference where they are. It means inherently it's Beis Baalehen. Because since the guy has a kinyan in the chayfetz, his kinyani moment in the chayfetz, it's always Beis Baalehen. You know what I'm saying? And he's answered the why you need to psuk him. And he's answered why the lechem is kasha. That even though kashi kalim is mamon bailim, that makes no difference. It's still treated no different than any other kashim is bayach. Makes no difference. Because there's still dinei hegdish on it. So once there's dinei hegdish on it, it's a compromised Beis HaEsh. That's the answer. Yeah. That means compromised bailus. Right? Hello? It's one that you steal from hegdish itself. That's Reyeo, below hegdish. Only a certain kind, only the Gavra. Not hegdish. Yeah. Yeah, that's very good. That's good. That's good.
When it says "v'nav mi beis ha'ish v'lo mi beis v'lo mi beis hekdesh," it's not referring to beis hekdesh specifically. It's referring to that which is both Adam and beis hekdesh.
Yeah, but I guess that you. Oh, stop it! Off. Yeah, you're right. But that's the only other case. How else can you have a compromise on beis ha'ish?
Right.
Where else can you have it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you could do with what you want with this. But I think if you take a look at the Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Erechin. I think it's halacha yud. Double check, but the Rambam says that erechin are erechin go to bedek abayis.
What? That's a kasha.
Why was it?
That if you go if you magdish before yeyush, it's not hegdish. Why? You know the famous Gemara. I don't have to tell it to you, right? Zu sheina b'shuso, v'zu sheina shalo. Right? Before Yeyish, she can't do it. Why? Because you need a certain kind of level of bilus to be Magdish. So at that point, everybody is lacking a bilus. This guy, because it's not as Rishus, and this guy, because the Kinyane Geneva are incomplete. So nobody can do it.
Yeyish is enough for Kinyane Geneva?
It seems like it's another level, right?
A few levels.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole... I mean, you got to go through Maruba for that. I mean, there's different sheets on that.
Yeah.
Is it just Yeyesh, Shini Yeyesh, or Shini Hashem, or Shini Rishos? I mean, that's that whole analysis.
Right.
That's exactly what you're talking about there. The Kinyane Gezela and the Kinyane Geneva, how that works. But that's the Yesod, I'm telling you. That's the framework.
Okay.
Yeah, so what do you want to write?